Hey, what's going on, everybody? Right now, who it is, man, DJ Ultra Def in the building. And right now, man, this is Sounds. And we actually like to do a lot of interviews with upcoming artists. And right now, man, we have Akeisha Grace. What's going on?
Hey, how are you?
Man, we're good, man. We're definitely doing good right now. We love your music. You're definitely on the West Coast, so I'm a little jealous. You got that nice vibe and that nice, you know, that whole nice scenery and weather over there. So tell all of our listeners and, you know, the audience members exactly who you are and what kind of music you do.
Okay, my name is Akeisha Grace. I write and record my own music. I write soul music, a little bit of R&B, and one of the singles that I'm coming out with, You're Not a Friend of Mine, is like a pop crossover R&B type song. I'm originally from the East Coast. I'm from Washington, D.C., and I migrated over here to Southern California, so I'm a transplant. I started writing music on my own and singing about 6 years ago, and I can do a little bit of everything, but I do like jazz music, so I try to kind of stick into like the soul or neo-soul type genre.
I like that. So what makes you different than other people that could, you know, sing and do what you do?
You know, to be honest, I'm not sure. I mean, so you know that when we're putting out music, they tell you to pick either your inspiration or somebody that you're like. Yeah. So I think, you know, some of us get our inspiration and we can easily mimic someone else so that we can be similar. The only difference I could say with me is that, you know, since I write my own music, it comes from personal experience. So maybe some of my experiences that I have in my lyrics are unique to me and not to other people. Or maybe they can identify with that and say, hey, you know, oh, I know exactly what she's talking about. Yeah, they not a friend of mine either, you know.
Yeah, no, that's actually a good way to see it. And then so obviously you were on the East Coast, you went to the West Coast. Is there like a major difference when it comes to like the music?
A little bit. Well, no, a lot. So I love California, and I'm prefacing this because I don't want to think anybody, you know, I don't want people to think that I'm bashing California. I love California. It's a beautiful state. However, people on the West Coast are way different than people on the East Coast. They're a lot more flakier. They're a lot more vain. You know, again, not trying to badmouth people.
Nah, you start.
You know, people from the East Coast, we straight up. We gonna tell you how we feel. What you see is what you get. And it's no maybes. You know exactly where you stand. We're here. Man, people will ghost you. They're like, maybe, kind of, sort of, can't get a straight answer from anybody. And in the music industry, especially, you know, like, if you're not exceptional to get with the big label, then the producers and maybe some of the artists you deal with out here might not want to deal with you unless you could do something for them. So, I mean, I think it's a little bit more of a community. You know, when people actually, like, try to form genuine relationships on the East Coast, where it's, like, really not like that on the West Coast.
Oh, wow,
so
wow.
That was a shock for me because, you know, I'm very spirited. I'm loud. I talk a lot. You know, so when I got over here, like, they were like, yeah, we not like that.
That's cool.
It was a little bit of a culture shock. And, you know, some days I still struggle with that.
Yeah, that's definitely kind of unique, man. That's definitely unique. So then now, because you just basically started a whole East Coast, West Coast rivalry again. But besides that...
I don't think it's a rivalry. it's not a rivalry, and it's not a bad thing. You know, some things are for some people, and some things are not. For me, it took a long time to adjust. But, you know, they're a lot more laid back over here. You know, a little bit more clicky, you know, whereas in the East Coast, it's like, we all family, you know. So it just took some used to getting used to.
All right. So even coming back to the music, so like, who are some of the people that you did look up to, you know, when you were younger? And like, who did you want to, I don't want to say sound like, but who are some people that you know you have on your playlist today, or that you had, you know, bumping?
I love Phyllis Hyman. A lot of her music is really sad. I'm a Cancer just like she is, so you know, sometimes I can understand the words to her song because they have a lot more meaning to me. I love a lot of the old, you know, guy groups from back in the day, Isley Brothers, you know, just good old jazz funk style music that I try to incorporate into my own music.
That's actually good. So now I'm gonna put you on the spot. So if you could do, let's say, a song with Whitney Houston or the Isley Brothers. Matter of fact, now I'm gonna make it a little harder. Whitney Houston or Luther Vandross. Who are you doing that duet with?
Oh my, probably Luther Vandross.
Ooh, dang! And what's the reason for that?
I think he's a little bit more mellow. You know, Whitney Houston has some pipe, so I would probably be extremely intimidating. And, you know, Luther Vandross is like all about, you know, setting the mood. And that's kind of what I like to do, set the mood.
Oh, he said the mood, definitely. That's funny. So now, when it comes to music as the current day has it, you know, a lot of people might say, you know, singing is dead, the whole R&B movement is dead. Well, what do you say about that?
I think that the industry has been corrupted with commercialism. And this is just my opinion, not an expert's opinion. But, I mean, you have all these executives, you know, putting out carbon copies of the same thing, and there's not a whole lot of creativity that they're pushing. You know, when people say that they're pushing a commercial artist, we know exactly what they're talking about because it's the same thing. So you don't have a whole bunch of like a Bruno Mars, you know, somebody who's doing like 3 and 4 different types of styles and taking it back or whatever. I would love to see more of that, but they're just not doing that. So I don't want to say it's also dead because we have indie artists like myself who are out there putting out music. We're just not mainstream.
I got that now.
I wish I could be mainstream, and I wish that there was more variety in the mainstream.
Now, you definitely will be mainstream because you definitely got the vocals on you, and you definitely, you always like to set the mood and everything like that. So now before you go though, like tell all of our listeners, all our audience, you know, maybe like the latest song that you have going on and where they can find you and your music.
You said where they could find me?
Yeah, like your social media and your music.
You can go to my website. So I have 2 singles coming out Friday. You're Not a Friend of Mine and I Can't Live Without You. They're 2 totally different songs. And that's why I released 2 at the same time, because I wanted to showcase my variety as a new artist. And you can go to my website and you can read a lot more about me and read more interviews at www.acaciagrace.com. My songs will be released on all major digital platforms on Friday, April 16th. And you can also hit me up on Instagram at Acacia Grace Music.
I like that. All right. Well, Acacia Grace, we definitely want to have you back on in the future to talk about the whole women's movement and, you know, the whole power movement that females are having, especially right now in the R&B industry. So, you know, any special shout outs you want to give before you go, before we wrap this up?
I just want to say thank you to anyone and everyone who has supported me in this very long, arduous journey with, you know, just my whole musical. This whole project has been such a rewarding experience, and I can't wait for everyone to hear my music.
Nice. Guys, we already know who that is, man. That's Acacia Grace, and I'm DJ Ultra, and we're signing out.